is a Fox News alert. A mass shooting in California's capital. I'm Pam Husso. Police in Sacramento say there are multiple victims after a shooting downtown, their conditions unknown. Video posted on Twitter shows people running through the street as the sound of rapid gunfire is heard in the background. Several ambulances were dispatched. Another round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Russia's top negotiator says he'll speak to his Ukrainian counterpart tomorrow. According to Russian state media, there's still a lot of work to do before a possible meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. Meantime, on the ground,
a series of explosions have been heard reportedly in Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa. According to the city council, Russian forces launched airstrikes aimed at critical infrastructure in that city. This comes as the number of people who fled Ukraine since Russian troops invaded now has surpassed 4 million, according to the United Nations.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. More U.S. aid is headed to Ukraine.
$2.3 billion with a B over the last 14 months or so, all going to the war-torn country, desperately needing help not only from the United States, but other countries around the world. Some of the items on that list are laser-guided rocket system, other type of artillery. Also, as the New York Times reported, first Soviet-made tanks.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. A suspected drunk driver is accused of killing a Texas sheriff's deputy. The Harris County Sheriff's Office tells Fox 26 the deputy's vehicle burst into flames last night immediately after being hit by the suspect's pickup truck. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He may have fallen from grace, but the former governor of New York is still fighting.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing New York State's Ethics Commission in a running dispute over his earnings from a book about his efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's accusing the Joint Commission on Public Ethics of violating his constitutional rights. The commission granted approval for Cuomo's book deal back in July of 2020 after being told that Cuomo would not use state personnel or resources. A state assembly investigation later found that was not the case, and the Joint Commission ordered Cuomo to turn over the proceeds. Cuomo's camp saying any state employees involved used personal time. A commission spokesperson has declined to comment. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The standoff between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has the theme park special status in jeopardy. Disney currently operates as an independent government, but that could change after the company forcefully came out against new legislation.
We stand here in Florida on the right, on behalf of the rights of parents, and it's a sad state of affairs when the most magical place on earth has now digressed into the most hypocritical and woke place on earth.
Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, the bill bans schools from teaching young children about sexual orientation and gender identity. The actress who played the mother of George Costanza on Seinfeld has died.
Estelle Harris once said she played the mother that everybody loves, even though she's a pain in the neck.
I go out for a quart of milk. I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
The Seinfeld actress also the voice of Mrs. Potato Head in Toy Story.
That's Fox's Sue Guzman. Harris's family says she died of natural causes in Palm Desert, California. She was 93 years old. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.